The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner with Diana Chicky is sponsored by Blue Willow Bride, your intimate bridal boutique located in Collingwood, Ontario. Contact Blue Willow Bride for all your wedding needs.
My name is Chris McCool from Sultans of String, and you're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio.
I'm Donna Chicky with Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, your backstage pass for all your entertainment. Sultans of String is a three-time Juno nominee and Billboard-charting global supergroup that have thrilled listeners over the years with their genre-hopping fusion of flamenco, gypsy jazz, Arabic, Cuban, Celtic, and South Asian rhythm, celebrating diversity and creativity with warmth and virtuosity. Their highly anticipated eighth album titled Sanctuary is set to launch in November and marks the second installment in their Refuge project. Violinist and one of the founding members of Toronto-based Sultans of String and Queen's Diamond Jubilee Medal recipient for his work creating community through music, Chris McCool is originally from Ottawa and lived in Montreal. He was raised in a musical household with his Lebanese father and Egyptian mother, who was a piano and theory teacher. He has composed, recorded, and performed with diverse artists including Jesse Cook, Patty Maloney and the Chieftains, Alex Cuba, to name a few. Joining me via Zoom is producer, musician, violinist, singer-songwriter of Sultans of String, Chris McCool. You're listening to Beach Corner, brought to you by Blue Willow Bride in Collingwood on Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only truly local radio.
You are listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's truly local radio, broadcasting directly from the world's longest freshwater beach.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Joining me via Zoom is violinist, one of the founding members of Toronto-based supergroup Sultans of String, and Queen's Diamond Jubilee Medal recipient, Chris McCool. Welcome to Beach Corner.
Oh, so great to be here. And I absolutely love Wasaga Beach. It's like one of my favorite places. So it's really cool to be here with you.
And when was the last time you were in Wasaga Beach?
Last summer. We have kind of an ongoing outdoor gig we've been doing at Wasaga Beach, well, until last year. And it's beautiful. There's a gazebo there. And like the whole area is just, it's so laid back and so perfectly friendly, and the beaches there are amazing. I went there with my entire family, like from a 3-year-old to a 90-year-old, and we all had a great time. It's a beautiful place.
Well, you'll have to come back and visit again. Well, you are originally from Ottawa and lived in Montreal. You were raised in a musical household. Your father is Lebanese and your mother is Egyptian, who is a piano and theory teacher. How was life growing up in this environment?
Well, certainly there was a lot of music in our house. My mother being a piano teacher, we had all the kids from the neighborhood streaming into our house after school for piano lessons. So I could probably sing a scale before I could talk. And it was just kind of assumed that everyone in our house would play music. So my brother and sister took piano lessons and I got the violin. And, you know, violin's it's an amazing instrument. Like, you can take it in any direction, which is something that I had to, you know, grow up to learn. Mm-hmm. But when I was a kid, I was playing Suzuki violin and then classical violin and played in string orchestras when I was a kid, and super fun. Like, it's, you know, any musical instrument is so great for just, you know, being part of a community if you mm-hmm. can join an orchestra or a band. So I really loved it.
Absolutely. So you're known for the ability of bringing together accomplished musicians of the world music scene. Tell us how Sultans of String came to fruition.
It's funny. It's a little bit of an accident, actually, that I had a jazz gig on the Danforth in Toronto, and I had a guitar player who was all set to come and play with us. Only he got a better paying gig or something. So he sent this other guy, Kevin Laliberté, in, and I was like, holy moly, this guy's amazing. And he was playing this rumba flamenca rhythm and on the guitar while he's warming up. I'm like, what is that? That sounds amazing. He's like, that's rumba flamenca. It's the coolest rhythm around. And I learned pretty quickly that you can play almost any song, you know, a song that you write or a cover tune or anything with a rumba rhythm, and it adds all this energy and drive to it. So I was like, we got to make music together. And we ended up getting a gig in North York where we had 3 hours to fill each night, but we only knew half a dozen songs together. So we were just make up music off the top of our head. And we play a lot of those songs still today, like almost two decades later. But it is true, like one of the best things about this band, Sultans of String, has a kind of open architecture to be able to take in these world music guests in our most recent projects, Refuge and Sanctuary. I had to think about that one for a sec. It's so new, it's not even quite, it's almost released, like one more week. Is that we have been collaborating with these incredible artists that have come from around the globe, many of them as refugees, many new immigrants, as well as indigenous artists. And being able to collaborate with them teaches us so much about life and about being better people and about being better musicians. You know, if you come from, like Lean Hamill, one of our new collaborators who came from war-torn Syria as a refugee, like her city, Aleppo, is like 60% destroyed. Or Ahmed and Tara Monica, who come from Iraq, where they've been threatened to be killed for just for playing music and acting and just experiencing the arts. When you come to Canada and you experience the incredible freedom and beauty and bounty that we have here, you're so grateful. And working with people like that makes you realize just how amazing this country is.
You know, oh, it's just for sure.
The freedom we have. I know we're going through so much right now, and it's so difficult to hear the stories, the really difficult stories of what has happened to generations of Indigenous people. And it's not like we've got it perfect here in Canada. We've got a lot of truth and reconciliation to accomplish. Truth comes first. But when you look around the world, we have a pathway to trying to become the best country we can be.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So for our audience, describe Sultans of String music genre.
Well, it's a little bit of everything. Like, what kind of music do you like? We probably play a little bit of it. I have a bit of musical ADD probably, but, you know, we do have a lot of that rumba flamenca from southern Spain. We've got Cuban rhythms. We got South Asian rhythms. I'm a fiddle player, violin player, so, you know, I'm going to work in some Gypsy jazz violin, some East Coast Celtic into the mix, some Irish English fiddling, Arabic music from my ancestry. But what makes it, you know, what makes it Sultans of String is somehow the collective forces and talents of the string players in the band bring it together and somehow create a cohesive voice out of it. And probably, you know, since we're going on almost two decades now that we've been playing together, we can anticipate what each other are doing and thinking. And it really, there's kind of a deep listening in the band that makes it sound really gelled and, you know, propels the music forward.
So cool. So, Chris, you have scheduled a Zoom concert series that have crashed the website and Facebook. Currently, there's an upcoming concert scheduled for Saturday, October the 24th from 7 to 8 p.m. Tell us about this upcoming streaming concert.
Oh, it's October the 16th. It's a very special concert for
October the 16th. Okay.
For Flatow Markham Theatre. And this is This is really such a special show we put together. So we spent the last, we were a touring band, right? We had 80 shows in the US we were going to do until COVID hit and everything got canceled. But we made a very hard pivot to online streaming, and all last year we were streaming. So this is our first big concert stream of the season. And we have insanely wonderful guests. We've got Mandy Harvey, who won America's Got Talent. We've got Yasmin Levy, famous Ladino singer in Israel. We've got Juno Award-winning Kelly Lee Evans, Tamara Lana, who's an amazing dancer, flamenco dancer and singer, and Amanda Martinez, who's toured around the world with her Latin music. So we've got five really incredible women. Yeah. And when we were putting the show together with Flatow Markham Theater, we were just like, we know all these incredible women who are so talented, but they also have really interesting stories. So we're going to hear a few of those. And yeah, that's October 16th. And it's really easy to sign up. You just go to sultansofstring.com and there's a ticket link there under our calendar. And it's an online show, and $1 from each ticket sold goes to our UN Refugee Agency fundraiser, where we've raised more than $10,000 this past year.
Wow. Just on ticket sale donations.
Yeah,
wow.
Thank you.
Well, Chris, on that note, can you please introduce one of your songs?
Sure. Well, there's one of my favorite songs on the new album, Sanctuary, is called Arienge Arianga. And it's a tune that's written by Donay Roberts, who's originally from Madagascar and now lives in Toronto. And it's such a beautiful, hopeful tune. One of the things we wanted to do was bring as many of the guests together as possible to play. You'll hear in the middle, that's Donay singing, but in the middle, you'll hear many of our guests playing on many different instruments. We've got percussion and flute and nickel harpa and a mandol from Algeria and the tabla from India and the tar from Iran. And it's a song of hope. So Donay singing, hey, look up, don't be sad anymore. No need to lose your cool. Let's go and sing with me. And it's just a song of like, you know, we have been through a pretty tough time, but there's hope on the horizon, and we have each other, community, and that's what's going to hold us together.
And that title again?
Is Arienge Arianga.
Well, joining me via Zoom is violinist, one of the founding members of Toronto-based supergroup Sultans of String and Queen's Diamond Jubilee Medal recipient, Chris McCool. You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio.
Arienge, Arienge. Arienge, Arienge. Hey, mitaka azamala elu izawi vavaka ivavaka intelu. Araina si arriva, si alluani a turi, tazama narituki, tau ira ira wa. Itunda savana زماني لنا نام زفين وفلي أنا طالبة بحتاني بوازنا وزهيرينا إلى مارنا إزاني تاويرا إيرا
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio with my guest via Zoom, Chris McCool. So Chris, Sultans of String just released a new single titled Mi Santuario with special guest Juan Carlos Medrano. This is the first single of Sanctuary, you talked about a little bit earlier, making the eighth album for Sultans of String and second installment in your Refugee project. Tell us about this song.
Well, for many of our guests on Refuge and now Sanctuary, many of them have come to Canada as refugees, including Juan Carlos, who came from Colombia. And, you know, life is so tough there. The way Juan Carlos explains it, like, he wasn't able to make plans in his home country because the living is day to day. The politics is corrupt and the cost of living, and you can't make any money, and you're just basically you're in the race to stay alive. So he came to Canada, and the thing is, of course, it takes a lot of time to adjust to a new country. You had to learn a new language from scratch, has to learn how the system works, the government. He got retrained now. It's incredible. He's got a teaching degree.
Nice.
And he's so intent on giving back to Canadian society. He's such an inspiration. He works so hard. And he just passed all his teacher's exams. And what he wants to do is give back to the children of this country because he's so grateful for being here. But the song itself is a bit, it sounds like a bit of a party tune, but it's also a little bit tough because he's talking about how he misses his home country, which is kind of like the double-edged sword of you come to a new home, you create a life, but man, you miss the life you left behind because you're leaving family, you're leaving friends, and a really rough political system. So that's what the song is about. Mi Santuario, which translates to sanctuary. This is his new sanctuary, his home here in Canada.
Aww. So share with us the Refugee Project and its concept.
Well, we came up with the idea of refuge because we were learning about, I mean, as a world music band, we were already playing with many people who are new immigrants here in Canada. But one of our main band members, Rosendo Leon, our Cuban percussionist, came here as a refugee, as is anyone who is here from Cuba, because you're not permitted to leave the country, right? So it got me thinking when I started hearing about other people, like I had mentioned Ahmed earlier, who came in as a refugee, or Amir Amiri, who came in from Iran because his His wrists were broken for playing illegal scales on his instrument.
Ooh, wow.
Or Imad al-Taha from Iraq, whose house was bombed because he, you know, when he was living there in Iraq, he was forced to play for Saddam Hussein, lest he be thrown in jail or killed. But then when the new regime came in, they went around just trying to kill everyone who was associated with the old regime. Yeah. So he had to flee. So, you know, each of these astounding musicians has an incredible story to tell. And I figured the best thing I could do as a human being here is to maybe create a platform for them to share their stories so we can hear the incredible stories behind the people that we work with every day, that we meet every day.
That's amazing. So with concerts resuming, how does it feel to be back on stage?
Well, we just had a sold out concert in Owen Sound last weekend, and it was
very nice. That's not far from here. Yeah. It's just further up.
Hartwood Concert Hall. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think after a year of performing to a virtual audience, there's something really special about performing to a live in-person audience. Like, definitely you feel like you're creating a show together. It's mm-hmm. not just the performers who are there up on stage shooting it in one direction. Like, the audience is really part of a show. They're the ones that spur you on to do better and to do a really awesome solo and like take risks and feel really like something's happening. And so we were really grateful for that. And that was only our third live in-person show.
Nice.
So the show we've got coming up on the 16th of October, that's going to be a pretty amazing show, because what we're doing is combining real live, like performing live in person with some of these incredible artists, but we're also live streaming. So it's kind of a combo approach.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you, Chris, for being my guest. Wishing you continued success with your musical career. But before you go, can you please introduce one more song?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I would say another song which I find quite compelling is Bang Bang, My Baby Shot Me Down, which is a song that it's actually quite an old song. It's the one cover on our record. And it was written by Sonny Bono. Cher sang it and Nancy Sinatra sang it, and they're really old classic versions, and I found it so inspiring to listen to those versions. But we wanted to make it more contemporary and bring it into the Sultans of String and what we do. So what you're going to hear is a reimagining of it with a Spanish rumba flamenco flair, string section, all that. But Ahmed and Tara Monica, who I mentioned earlier, they came in as refugees, upon the threat of death if they ever returned to Iraq. No. And so, you know, with a subtle alteration of lyrics, it makes the song very personable. Very personal and influenced by everything we've experienced with the Black Lives Matter movement over the past year.
Well, thank you, Chris. You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this song.
And you were six. We rode on horses made of sticks. You were black and I were white, but they will always win the fight. Bang, bang, they shot me down. Bang, bang, and I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, the day they shot me down.
cannot change the time. When we grow up, I called you mine. We would always laugh and say, remember when we used to play? Bang, bang, they shut us down. Bang, bang, we hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, they used to shoot us down.
Music played and people sang, just for us the bills they
me. I would like to thank Chris McCool for being my guest and wishing him and Sultans of String all the best of success with their upcoming album titled Sanctuary. Be sure to catch Sultans of String live stream concert on Saturday, October the 16th from 7 to 8 p.m. where they will be presenting Women of Song and Story. For more information, visit sultansofstring.com or their social media platforms. Special thanks go to Eric Alper for making this interview possible. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Dinah Chicky. Beach Corner's broadcast every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. and also available on podcast anytime from our new Beach Booster Radio podcast page. Simply click the podcast button from my homepage to enjoy unique and local programming. Beach Corner is also a regular feature in Beach Booster publication and can be seen on Wasaga Beach TV at Beach Talk. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster. You are listening to Beach Booster Radio, broadcasting from our studios in the Stonebridge Town Center on Main Street, in the heart of downtown Wasaga Beach.